Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Before I begin today, I'd like to clarify some things I said last week, for which I was criticized. I said last week that it is, quote, valuable to consider also, in light of what is my main point today, how successful autistic people are at having and raising children, close quote. Some misinterpreted my words as meaning that autistic people were quite successful at having and raising children. Well, no, that's not what I meant, and no, they're obviously not. And that was related to my main point, which was that the system which misrules us is actively hostile to the birth and successful raising of white children. With minuscule exceptions, profoundly autistic people do not form families or have children. I was also making the point that neither the epidemic of autism nor the epidemic of sex perversion that our people are experiencing can possibly be genetic in origin, since gene frequencies don't and can't change as fast as the incidence of these diseases / defects have changed in recent years. I stand by my statement, which wasn't speculation. Yes, it has been proved that some family lines seem to have a greater susceptibility to autism. Yes, it has been shown that some inherited mental characteristics, such as inborn talent for mathematics or engineering, tend also to dispose their bearers to have an increased likelihood of autism. Yes, it is indubitably true that being male, a genetic characteristic, of course, vastly increases the chances of being stricken with the disease. But all that is not evidence that autism is a genetic disease, not at all. It merely means that some people have a higher inborn genetic susceptibility to whatever it is we are doing to our children now that has caused the near vertical spike in autism rates. Think of it this way. Suppose that some bureaucrat gets the idea that hitting the exact center of every single kindergartner's skull with a 3-pound hammer before classes every day helps cure racism or some such nonsense, and then proceeds to institute the policy. I am sure that some of the helpless children would die, and massive numbers of them would have their brains damaged and their personalities destroyed beyond all recognition. Concussive syndromes of all kinds, once nearly restricted to boxers and football players, would become more common. Amidst all the carnage, we would find that some children, say those with genes for somewhat weaker skulls, would suffer from these syndromes far more than others. Does this mean that these concussive syndromes would be genetically caused? Preposterous. They would be caused by hitting our children's heads with hammers. The genes resulting in somewhat weaker than average skulls wouldn't have caused a single problem in most cases if the hammer hitting had never caught on. So it is also with autism and sex perversion. The near vertical rises in these sicknesses indicates that it is something we are doing to our children which is causing them. Yes, there are undoubtedly people who are genetically predisposed to an unnatural sexuality. but the incidence of perversion is rising too fast for that to be the explanation in most cases today. The Jews who control our media laud and praise sexual freaks. Being a freak and coddling and promoting the freaks gets you praise and recognition from the Jew-dominated academic and government and corporate establishments. Being pro-freak has been cast as unquestionably moral and good. It has all been made very fashionable. Opposing the freaks, even mildly, is cast as immoral and wrong and turns you into an instant outcast. This is intentional abuse of our children by Jews and their collaborators, and is, I believe, the main thing we are doing to them that is causing them to become avowed and practicing perverts today. Don't be a collaborator. Letting the TV or social media platforms babysit your children is being a collaborator. Sending your children to public schools is being a collaborator. Letting the system's military or government or some woke corporation benefit from your time and talents is being a collaborator. The National Alliance is building a community in Upper East Tennessee which is free of such poisons. Soon, I believe, we will have reached the critical mass necessary to start our own school. In the most recent issue of the National Alliance Bulletin, we read, quote, "As this issue of the National Alliance Bulletin goes to press, our Tennessee cosmotheist community is in the process of purchasing a very nice parcel of land, in addition to the purchases already mentioned here in prior months. This new property is adjacent to the National Alliance's 50 acres and constitutes yet another outstanding expansion of our holdings. Details of this and other improvements to our property will follow in the July issue of our bulletin." Close quote. The caption to the picture in the text version of this broadcast, which also graces page one of the new print bulletin, reads, quote, "Everything beyond the asphalt entrance in the foreground and to the left of the hardtop road on the right and back to the White House at the center that we purchased in March is in the prime parcel discussed below. A couple more wooded acres that adjoin the Alliance's property are to the left, out of the picture. Note the prized spring-fed stocked fish pond." Close quote. Did you know that the area where the National Alliance community is being built, where Chairman Williams has been adding to our property holdings several times in the last year alone, once seceded from North Carolina, declared itself the state of Franklin, and for a while in the 1780s was an independent republic, the Republic of Franklin? What was done once can be done again and better next time. Didn't we fight a civil war once over the issue of secession? Well, today, pollsters are learning that a plurality of Americans now believe a new civil war is coming. The Washington Times, the Daily Mail, and the Brookings Institution are all talking about it. Quote, "A 2021 national survey by pollster John Zogby found a plurality of Americans, 46%, believed a future civil war was likely. 43% felt it was unlikely, and 11% were not sure. The survey, taken in late April and covering 1,500 adults, also found a distressingly high level of support for assassinating politicians whom the respondents believed were, quote, harming the country or our democracy, close quote. Young Democratic men were the most agreeable to the idea, with 44% saying they could countenance such an assassination. Younger Republican women ranked second, with 40% approving of the idea. Nearly 7 in 10 agreed that left-wing politicians were deliberately driving economic changes to gain power by replacing more conservative white voters, terminology that suggests people are being replaced by non-white voters coming into the country, close quote. The anti-white SPLC, who deny that replacement of whites is happening in the face of overwhelming evidence that it is, even conducted their own poll and discovered that a huge percentage of both Republicans and Democrats disagree with them and agree with the National Alliance on the Great Replacement. Quote, the group, founded in the early 1970s to combat hate against Black Americans, now serves as one of the chief critics of what's known as replacement theory, a belief that there's an intentional effort to shift demographics to alter the country's culture or political power structure. SPLC's polling found widespread acceptance of the tenets of the theory, with 48% of respondents believing that progressive and liberal leaders are actively trying to leverage political power by replacing more conservative white voters. That includes 2/3 of Republicans, but also a surprising 35% of Democrats and 42% of independents. Young Democrats were particularly inclined to believe the demographic changes are being orchestrated by liberal leaders for political power, close quote. There are many, many white people in America who know that the federal government is a deadly enemy. Many more, I believe, than in past decades. In neo-communist third world California, there is a strong movement in the saner and whiter parts of the state to secede from the central government. All over America, thanks to the 2020 election that installed President Biden, many millions of Americans now know that there is no political solution. Know that our elections are fake. And know that the media lie to us massively and without compunction. They also know that the legal system is now heavily used to persecute patriots, not prosecute actual criminals. All over America, thanks to the draconian imposition and ceaseless promotion of the very questionable COVID jabs, millions upon millions of Americans now know that the system does not care about their lives and health, and will risk both to enrich themselves and increase their control over us. All over America, thanks to the rush to embrace and promote sexual perversion, millions and millions of Americans now know that the public schools are a cesspit of vipers preying on our helpless innocence. All over America, thanks to the insane push to apotheosize feral, dangerous Negroes like George Floyd and sanctify Black rioters as noble and good, and any opposition to them as evil and racist, many millions of white Americans now know that they are hated as a race and marked for persecution torture, and extermination as a race. The new poll results would have encouraged Dr. William Pierce. Quote, about 1 in 5 said they at least somewhat approved of assassinating a politician whom they believed was harming the country or our democracy. Republicans were more likely to agree that some violence may be necessary to get the country back on track. Close quote. These results would have encouraged Dr. Pierce, not because the National Alliance is planning to assassinate any politicians, that's not happening, but because they indicate a great change for the better in the attitudes of millions of white Americans, a change to a more realistic view of the realities of modern American life. When I joined the Alliance in 1982, a very, very tiny percentage of Americans would have realized the federal government was in the hands of deadly enemies who want to kill us. Now, a large percentage realize that's true. In 1982, only a minuscule fraction would have admitted that there was no political solution to our problems, and secession is necessary, even if that secession means civil war. Now, a large percentage can see that truth. What the National Alliance is doing is laying the groundwork for the survival of our people, building a successful community with core elements such as our own media, our own church, our own religion, our own leadership structure, our own businesses, our own marriage ceremonies, our own real estate holdings, both public, owned by the Alliance and the church, and private, owned by white families who come to the area to work with us, and all the rest of the thing. A growing community needs to project itself into the future successfully and without compromising its values. If you'd like to be a part of our community, which we have every intention of making into a white racial state one day, please write to us today.